All right, it's time to go to the movies. And this week we continue our look at the Oscar nominees, who should win and who will win. It's a fun game. Our movie guy, Paul Preston, joins us live now to talk about the category Best Actor. And the nominees are Demian Bashir for A Better Life, George Clooney for The Descendants, Jean Dujardin for The Artist, Gary Oldman for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and Brad Pitt for Moneyball. Paul, who should win?
Well, if I had to pick, I would probably go with George Clooney. Not only is it his best performance of his career, but the guy brought so much truth to that role that if it's a category filled with actors really playing it real, except for Jean Dujardin, who's obviously in a stylized film, but Brad Pitt, very real. I mean, to the point where he could have been overlooked if you weren't careful. He just was very truthful and very realistic.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that nomination.
Yeah, I mean, he got nominated for 12 Monkeys, but that's when he acted all insane.
Right.
It's good to see when you just play the character really, truthfully, and still get the accolades. That's when I like it. And Clooney, way better here than he ever was in Syriana, for which he won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. I'd even just give that one back. Give that back. Take the Best Actor Oscar. It's more prestigious anyway. And this one he really earns. Now, if Jean Dujardin wins...
Oh, wait a minute. I've got something.
Oh, yeah.
It's a silent movie, so we only have the music. But it's very dramatic, Paul. I want to get it in. Okay, so Jean Dujardin won the SAG Award.
Yes. The SAG Awards shook things up. Last week we talked about Best Actress, and then the race being between Streep and Michelle Williams, and then Viola Davis came out of nowhere and won the SAG. Well, she didn't come out of nowhere, but that was a surprise to me. I think a lot of the help's wins at the SAG Awards shook things up. When Jean Dujardin won as well, that became a contest. I thought Clooney was running away with this, but they're really noticing the great work of this guy. And between him and Damien Bashir, it's great to see the nominations, because every year I love the nominations where you go, who?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then you find out what they did, and they're great.
Yeah. So. Well, Paul, when the music was playing for The Artist, I was reading Jean Dujardin's lines, but since it was silent, you couldn't hear me.
But it was just as good a performance.
So the should win and will win might actually be the same. George Clooney should win, and he may actually win.
Right, but now it's a race, and I love when it's a race. So we've got another few more weeks to follow it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're almost out of time, Paul, but I heard you at the beginning say that you think this is George Clooney's best performance ever. That's saying quite a bit.
Yeah, again, I think I brought this up when we first talked about The Descendants on the show, was the guy could just have easily gone the romantic comedy route and made a bunch of films you've forgotten about, but he continues to get himself involved in high-prestige projects. And he delivers. I mean, let's not forget he put out a great film in The Ides of March the same year that he did The Descendants. So the guy is, whatever he's doing, you got to go see it.
Absolutely. And plus, he's not difficult to look at all. That's something you can talk to your wife
and
about.
That's why we hate him.
Right,
really,
Paul.
An Oscar, too, plus your looks and your money.
Tons of money and fame. Oh, well.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston.